Let's look at two paintings by two different Yuan Dynasty artists who both express the feelings of a life lived apart from society. They show the variety of expression possible in painting during the Yuan period. The first painting is Secluded Stream and Cold Pines by Nizan. Nizan was a wealthy man who engaged in scholarly pursuits until he was forced to abandon his estate under the increasingly harsh taxes of the Mongol government. He wandered in seclusion for more than 20 years, spending 10 years in a houseboat named the Snail's Hut. One of Nizan's friends wrote that he became quieter and more withdrawn than ever. Having lost or given away everything he ever owned, he did his best to forget his worries. Wearing a yellow recluse's hat and country clothes, he roamed the lakes and mountains, leading a secluded life. Nizan's Spartan, uncluttered paintings express his withdrawal from this world. His style of landscape painting reflects his personal obsession for cleanliness, as well as his political withdrawal. In this painting, Secluded Stream and Cold Pines, a small cluster of pine trees is positioned on an island of rocks in the foreground, silhouetted against an empty sky. The distant mountains are separated from the island by a flowing river and waterfall. Here, waters are seen as an empty space. Ni paints pines because they remain green, even in the harshest of climates, a reference to his remaining loyal to China during foreign rule. Nizan used the smallest amount of ink, describing the mountains and rocks mostly by their shadows with sparse, minimal gray strokes. His trees seem almost amateurish in form, with simply outlined trunks, a few branches, and leaves that suggest a desolate and stark environment. His dry, withered brushstrokes express a sense of isolation and loss. The landscape is barren, floating in the emptiness of uninked paper. Nowhere can you find any indication of human presence. The inscription in the upper left corner appears as fragile and brittle as the leaves of the trees, advising his friend to become a recluse and abandon plans to serve the government. If you're listening in the gallery, please press pause and find Lofty Recluses in Summer Mountains by Wong Meng. In contrast to Nizan's work, are the monumental landscapes of Wong Meng. Wong often illustrated the life of a recluse as a subject for his paintings, but he started his career serving the Mongols. He switched loyalties at least twice during the rebellions that brought an end to their rule. Ultimately, he was unable to avoid the dangers of political life, and he died in prison under suspicion of treason. Unlike Nizan, Wong paints mountains pulsing with life. In Lofty Recluses in Summer Mountains, Wong's detailed strokes and tonal washes fill the paper to depict trees and fanciful rock formations. The painting indicates human presence, with seven small dwellings nestled in the overwhelming mountains offering a calm retreat from the stress of a working life. In the lower right corner, a dancing crane entertains a gentleman while an attendant brings him his meal. In the lower left, another gentleman sits in meditation. We can imagine the idyllic lifestyle behind the walls in the other dwellings. Wong Meng's landscape is not all paradise. Although there are pathways and bridges that invite us to wander from riverside to dwelling, the overlapping cliffs visually impede the pathways. Layers of brushstrokes create nervous rhythms that energize the landscape. The oppressive, chaotic cliffs are a tense contrast to the solitude within the dwellings. In the lower center of the painting, a lone gentleman beside the river appears trapped by the cliffs, unable to find an escape from the scene, and perhaps reflecting the challenges of the artist's own life. The only release from the overbearing mountains is visually upward, deeper in the valley, and higher towards the empty sky. However, even here, a wall of mountains in the distance creates a final barrier, forcing the viewer back into the scene. Wong Meng and Nizan express very different views of life in seclusion. Nizan speaks of loneliness with sparse ink and few brushstrokes. Wong Meng shows a populated retreat hemmed in by oppressive mountains. Known as two of the four masters of Yuan painting, they were honored for centuries by artists who copied their style, their composition, and their brushwork. If you were a painter, how would you express a feeling of isolation and seclusion?